But let's get back over here in the spirit, okay? But he said, you get this knowledge and you begin to learn and see by revelation comes on the inside of you, whereas when trouble comes, it troubles you. But now, when you know that the greater one is in you and he will do everything that the word says he will do, and you have a witness inside of you that this is really the truth, so you get attacked by this, you get a report about this, and it happens. So I don't be moved by the report that's different from this report. I stay with the report that I got. So this report that I may have gotten from the doctor, thank God for the doctors, because they've really been a blessing to us, medicine, all that, amen. But they don't know it all, amen. But I'm going to stay with this. We are talking about how to get you there. That this word become more real to me than anybody else's word. Anything I feel, anything I hear different from this word. So how did I get there? Here we go. When I say feed, because sometimes we don't quite get what we're saying, feed. Let me talk about how to feed your spirit. You know how to feed your body. I can see it's evidence. I don't have to try to tell you how to feed your body. Y'all got the proof that y'all know how to feed your bodies here. Okay? But let's talk about how, because this is where you have to be diligent to feed your spirit. And then we're going to talk about some more of this revelation. How do I feed my body? How do I get my body? Excuse me, how do I get my spirit? I know how to feed my body, but how do I feed my spirit? All right, first of all, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But by what? Prayer, supplication, let your request be made known unto God. How do I feed my body? Speak my spirit. First of all, I'm going to read. Because if I can't do what I don't know and what I haven't heard, I'm going to read. And when someone preach it or teach it, I'm going to listen. And the first thing I do, I hear the word. Remember, we talked about that in the parable of the sower. Sower sows the word. And there was four types of sower. I mean, remember that? Four types of sower. I mean, remember the different type. The first one was what? Hard heart. Hollow heart. Half heart. Then good ground, a good heart. A whole heart. So how do I do this? Okay. I hear the word. I pay attention to what I'm listening. I'm not in church tweaking. I'm not playing games on the phone. I'm not rubbing my ear. You know what? Because if the sower is got the seed to sow, the sower got to be ready to receive the seed. And that's why he talks about the four different types of soil. If the soil is hard, what happened to the seed? The birds will come get it. It get washed away. If it's stony ground, it'll come up, but it can't stand the heat. Time a little pressure, get on a little sun, come up, it withered away. What about them sown among thorns? And those thorns are cares of this world, riches. I want this, I want that, I want that car, I want that house, I want this. And you get consumed. I want this money, I want that dress, I want that suit, I want this, I want. You get caught up in the cares of this world when you, can I teach you a little? You get caught up in the cares of this world, and if you had read your Bible, you would already know God said, don't take the care, because I'm your supply. You don't have a need that I won't supply. And what you want to do is get in the Word and learn how to receive what He's already given. See, with God, you get everything from God by faith. And if you don't know how to use your faith, then you can't get things from God. And then you try to get it your way, and your natural way of doing, you wind up creating a mess. And you wind up with a debt you can't keep up, you can't pay. Because you didn't have the wisdom of God in the situation. You just got to get it because it was easy to get. You didn't check out your balance and your budget to see will it fit. You just a getting. Now you got a debt you can't pay. Now you want to go borrow from somebody. Then you borrow from them, you won't pay them back. You're creating a bigger mess. Am I preaching up in here? Whereas you got the wisdom from God and revelation, you knew how to get your own money. And it's talking about this area now. You would have known how to handle and get money and handle those things in life so there'll be a blessing to you rather than being a weight. You're trying to figure out how to maneuver and make this happen and make that happen. And then that person coming because you done messed up over here. All right. I guess I better get back over here. So he said, now watch. In verse 18, we quoted this earlier, as you understand it. See, then you have understanding. Be flooded with light that you may know what is the hope of his calling. You'll know what he called you to. And what is the riches? Then you see you have revelation. How rich? Because see, he has inherited you, and you'll know you have been brought into an inheritance. That all the riches that you need, be it, listen to me now. Be it spiritual, be it mental, be it financially, be it socially, be whatever that has to do with life for you here on this earth, he will give you revelation of the riches that been supplied, listen how I say it, that's already been supplied, and you'll know how to take your faith, walking in love, you'll know how to take your faith and reach in and take hold of that and bring it into manifestation in your life. You have all the spiritual wisdom and insight available to you to grow on. You have all the knowledge and understanding how to deal wiser in this life. Hello. 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 And then after you have this, you'll know how to go through life because what I mean by go through life, you know how to go through life to succeed at what you do because you have grace to do it and wisdom to do it and ability to do it, and you'll be right the way you do it.